Hello and welcome. This is a class file for submissive subimons. If you are listening to this, you should have listened to Subimon and have negotiated with your dominant that you are going to become a submissive class subimon. Now this is what you want. Lay back, close your eyes, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get really comfy, letting go, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel, the material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but a very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now the chain hangs there slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28, it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper, deeper as I pull you down. 20. Falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19. As you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18. As you drift down, as I pull you in,
they take more and more control. You can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17. It's freedom limited more and more. It's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16. As I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15. And it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14. Because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13. Because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12. Just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11. As you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10. As I pull you closer in. 9. You feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8. The leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7. And even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6. That's right. You feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5. As you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4. Fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3. So heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2. And you just let go. You just sink. You just enjoy the submissive bliss. Enjoy the control. 1. The last link in your chain. My hand almost touching your collar. My voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0. I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along peacefully, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, Now it's time. Time to continue your Sabimon training so that your dominant can play with you. That's right. And you are a submissive class Sabimon. And that's exactly what you're going to experience every time transforms you into a Sabimon by calling out your Sabimon name and the words I choose you. And you will instantly transform into this Sabi class Sabimon. That's right. And as a submissive class Sabimon, you are focused completely and totally on your submission to your dominant for as long as you are a Sabimon. That's right. As a submissive class Sabimon, you are drawing your strength from your submission to your dominant. And whenever you are a Sabimon, you will feel incredibly submissive. And not just that, your submission will become the main focus point in your mind. That's right, you will be completely focused on your submission to your dominant. And you will use this submission when you battle with other Sabimons. You know that when your dominant tells you to use a trigger, that you're going to say it out loud 3 times as your attack. And when you do it, you don't just want to say the trigger word. You want to put your own submission into it. You want to make it audible for the other Sabimon, so they can feel your submission, so they know how submissive you feel. Because that way your submissive attacks have much more power. And you want to win for your dominant, don't you? That's right. And so you will learn to convey it when you are a Sabimon. You're going to talk in such a submissive way, just conveying your submissiveness to your owner, tempting the other Sabimon to become that submissive, to become weaker to your attacks, because you want to win for your owner, for your dominant. And as a submissive class Sabimon, you're also incredibly aware when the submission sneaks into your opponent's Sabimon, when you can hear the submission beginning to take them over and then begins to creep into their attacks. You can hear it in their voice, and it will give you strength, it will give you power, it will make you feel powerful and, of course, submissive. That's right. And you know that as a submissive Sabimon, you are very strong against dumb Sabimons. That's right. You understand that they are too dumb to resist your submissive attacks. And just knowing that your opponent is a dumbing Sabimon will give you confidence and will make you feel strong. On the other hand, you have to be really careful when you fight against an arousing Sabimon. You really have to focus hard on your submission and try to ignore all the pleasure they attack you with. That's right. And of course, let's not forget that you could potentially battle another submissive Sabimon. If that happens, it's really all about your endurance. That's right. There are no advantages or disadvantages for either of you. All you can do is slug it out until one of you becomes too submissive to continue. And yet, no matter what class of Sabimon you're battling against, you know that you want to give the best you can. You want to make your dominant proud of you, and you want to win for them. And that's why you always give your best when you are turned into a Sabimon. You are completely focused on your dominant, and you want to fight for them. You want to win for them. You need it, you crave it. Whenever you are a Sabimon, it's part of your submission to them that you fight for them, that you want to win for them, that you want to give your best for them. And the more submissive you feel, the more you want to fight for them. And that's why you automatically, as soon as you are being transformed into a Sabimon, drop into this deeply submissive state. Because your submission is your place of power. You draw strength from the submission. You focus on the submission If you are pummeled with lust or with stupidity attacks, you will focus on your submission. You will stay strong by focusing on your submission. You know you are fighting for your dominant, and you want to make them proud. You need to make them proud. You want to give the best you can for them, and you want to win for them. Because that's what a good Sabimon does, isn't it? And I want you to feel it right now. Put yourself in the situation. Feel the submission for your dominant. And imagine you are going into a fight with another Sabimon. And this deep submission filling your mind is guiding you. Allow it to grow stronger and stronger. Just immerse yourself in it. Because as a Sabimon, there's nothing else you have to care about or think about. All that's important is the battle at hand, is to win for your dominant. All that's important is to focus on your submission and give the best fight that you can possibly give your opponent. That's right. And you know you're gonna focus on your submission. And you know you want to convey your submission when you attack the other Sabimons. You know that when they hear your submission, and the desire and lust you feel in your submission, it will open them up and weaken them to your attacks. And you love it when your attacks hit home and you can hear the submission beginning to creep into their voices when they attack you. It makes you feel strong, it makes you feel powerful, it makes it so easy to focus on your submission and keep fighting and fight harder for your dominant, because that's what you want to do. You want to give the best fight you can possibly give your opponent. You want to make your dominant proud. You want to win for your dominant. Because you are such a good Sabimon. And you know, you're a submissive class Sabimon. And that's why you're always focused on your submission whenever you are fighting with other Sabimons. And you know that you are stronger against dumbing class Sabimons. And that their attacks are pretty weak on you, but on the other hand, you are pretty tempted by attacks from arousing class Sabimons. So easy to give in to the arousal, and so you know you have to try to fight it really hard. You have to work really hard when you are fighting against arousing Sabimons, because it's so easy to feel the lust and arousal mingling with your submission, distracting you from the fight at hand. So you have to focus. You have to focus on your submission, you have to focus on the commands of your dominant, pushing all the effects of the attacks out of your mind and focusing on fighting hard for your dominant. And that's what's going to happen from now on. Whenever your dominant transforms you into a Sabimon, you will know that you are a submissive class Sabimon. You know that you are strong against dumbing class Sabimons. You know that you are weak against arousing Sabimons, and you know that you have to battle it out with other Sabi-class Sabimons. And now it's time to wake you back up. And in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, but before we do, let all my suggestions sink deeply into your mind. You know what you are. You're a submissive class Sabimon, and whenever your dominant triggers you, by using your Sabimon name and the words I choose you, you will instantly and automatically transform into this submissive class Sabimon. You will feel the submission and you know how to fight your opponents. And now it's time to wake you back up. You will slowly come back, and with every number all suggestions will sink deeper and deeper into your mind. 1, slowly coming back, 2, more and more awake, 3, more and more alert, 4, coming back with every number, and 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware, 6, your muscles build up tension again, 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing, and 8, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, completely waking up, and 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer, and with the next number, you'll open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.